Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
So David, I want you to get the picture here. David is on the run from Saul. There was two instances where David had the opportunity to kill Saul, but he wouldn't do it because he said he wouldn't touch God's anointing. So David honored God. He was a man after God's own heart. What I'm trying to show you here is that David had a relationship with God. When you have a relationship with God, it makes the difference. But also, let me read this scripture here, man. I tell you, the Bible just covers it all here. David had a relationship with God. He had just went through all of these turmoils. His men and his family and everybody is taken captive. And here's what David said. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. This is David when he's about to go fight Goliath. And I want you to see what David says here. He is bringing it here. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 37. Here's David. He said, David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with you. So David had a relationship with God. David was tending the sheep. I like what God said is David after his own heart. Because who is our shepherd? Jesus Christ. David tending the sheep. I want you to get this. He's a young boy, around 17 years old, about to go fight the giants. The Israelite army's back there. They're all scared. Ooh, scared. We get a little 17-year-old boy with a slingshot saying, hey, I trust God and I'm going. So a bear and a lion come in to get the sheep. A good shepherd will fight to the death. A bad one's going to run. David saw that this bear and lion was attacking the sheep, and he killed them. And David said, hey, the Lord delivered me from the lion and the bear. He can do it. He delivered me from Goliath. He can do it. So as we see here, David and his men had no more power to weep. But I want you to key in on verse 6 here. Look at verse 6. Because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man his sons and his daughters, but David encouraged himself in the Lord. Woo! Somebody should have shouted on that one. David encouraged himself in the Lord. Nobody else was going to do it. His men had seen David fight many battles, but now they were talking about stoning him. David is all by himself. And the Bible says he had encouraged himself. Have you ever been in that place where nobody's on your side? They can't see what God has already given you, but yet you have to encourage yourself. Have you been there? I know I've been there. Nobody's encouraging you, but you have to remember what God has done for you in the past. Now, there's this story that was told, just give you an example. I don't know if it's true or not, but it shows an important aspect that I wanted to bring out.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.